From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Donald Trump's national security advisor says the deadly violence that broke out at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia on Saturday meets the definition of terrorism. H.R. McMaster, in an interview on ABC News, described the car ramming into a crowd of counter-protesters that killed a 32-year-old woman as a criminal act.
The president's been very clear. We cannot tolerate this kind of bigotry, this kind of hatred. And what he did is he called on all Americans to take a firm stand against it. This is a great opportunity for us to ask ourselves, what are we teaching our children? Tolerance has to overcome this kind of hatred that is grounded really in ignorance of our values and what makes us unique as Americans, our commitment to each other, our commitment to freedom, liberty, tolerance, and rights for all of us.
19 others were injured in the crash, some of them critically. On Sunday, the White House defended the president's reaction to the deadly violence in Virginia after criticism that he did not explicitly condemn far-right groups. In a statement released Sunday, the White House said the president condemns all forms of violence, bigotry, and hatred. And, of course, that includes white supremacists, Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazi, and all extremist groups. He called for national unity and bringing all Americans together. The White House did not attach a name to the statement. Usually it would be signed by the press secretary or another staffer. The U.S. Justice Department says it has opened a civil rights investigation of the violence. This is VOA News.